RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for staying with us for that quick break. We're now moving from the NCF to the personal connection portion of the show, which is being made possible by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
When we travel, things can happen that none of us really expect. And in today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. But for those of you who think it's just for canceled flights, there's a lot of other things it covers. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. TravelGuard.com/Carrie is affordable, and it's going to provide protection in so many different ways.
Forbes has ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there, and from trip cancellation, interruptions, and delays to medical expenses and evacuations, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. And I could keep going on. Well, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, as we broadcast today on September 10th, one day before the 21st anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center, we've invited John LaBarbera to join us for the personal connection. John's a retired New York City Fire Department Battalion Chief and current Tunnel to Towers Foundation Board member. Let's get right to that show hotline as we want to discuss the story of the Never Forget mobile exhibit that tours the U.S. as a mobile tribute museum that you can experience as well.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, John. Thanks for being part of the program with us.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you aboard with us. All right, I want to start by having you share what the Never Forget mobile exhibit is. And specifically, you know, we see it's in Newport Richey, Florida this weekend for the 21st anniversary of 9/11. It looks very high tech. So explain it for our listeners across the country.
Sure. It's a 53-foot tractor trailer that's wrapped in the photos of the day, photos from 9/11. It's a museum that opens up to around 1,100 square feet. The 53-foot tractor trailer opens up, and we tell the story of the day with artifacts. We also tell the story of the bombing when the car bomb blew up in the garage.
In 93?
Killed six people in 1993. Yeah. A pregnant woman was involved in that. She was killed. And then we also obviously tell the story through TV monitors. And we have artifacts from the Trade Center, and we have pieces of fire truck, pieces of equipment. And then you make your way through. We talk about Shanksville. We talk about the Pentagon. And then the last section, we talk about the Stephen Silla Tunnel Towers Foundation. And we also have the names of the fallen firefighters that were killed that day on 9/11. And we also have the names that of the first responders who have died since 9/11, which are over 600.
So it definitely sounds like you're covering the fullness of that day
back to
93 as well. John, we're going to get into a little bit more detail in terms of where it goes across the country and all of that. But since you're in our personal connection segment today and you're a retired battalion chief with the New York City Fire Department, and I assume you were with the department on that tragic day. And as we remember 9/11 this weekend, I would like you to share a little bit of your story about where you were the morning of 9/11.
Sure. I was based on 9/11. I was supposed to be working. I had a quick switch with a lieutenant that needed off for the weekend. It was obviously, as we all know, it was a beautiful morning. I was at home getting my family out, my wife to work, my kids to school, and I got them out. I was at the gym, and somebody brought it to my attention that a plane went into the World Trade Center. So I looked at the TV, and, you know, I'm not the brightest light in the world, and I thought it was a sightseeing plane. And then I'm wondering, it's clear as a bell out there. But then once the second plane went into the tower, I knew America was under attack. I went from Staten Island, took my car to the Staten Island Ferry, and I took the Staten Island Ferry over to Lower Manhattan. And I got there about an hour after the North Tower collapsed, and it was just unimaginable destruction. Two 110-story buildings, but and what was left was two 10-story piles. So it was really indescribable. I still can't, you know, convey the right words to describe what I saw as I walked up when I got out of the ferry and walked up to the site. It was just unbelievable.
All right. Well, John, I really, really appreciate you sharing your own personal story and experience, and that kind of leads me to the next question. So first of all, we wholeheartedly agree this is not a day to be forgotten or lost, and certainly not lost among future generations. But doing the work that you're doing now, along with other people who also were heroes that day as well and worked that day, I'd like to know if there are other firefighters involved in traveling around the country with this unit. Who is manning it? How many people are on board? And when you get out across the country, do you try to show up where there are a lot of people, like festivals and things like that?
Yeah, good question. That's exactly it. One of my responsibilities is to book 9/11 firefighters on the 9/11 mobile exhibit. I was in on the exception and putting that our exhibit together. The firefighters out at a Port St. Richey, Florida, there's four, and they'll be there on 9/11. I'll actually be over there making an appearance with the guys. Every firefighter that's on the exhibit was down at 9/11, and we each have our own story on what we did on that fateful day. And the exhibit does go to air shows, festivals, and we're moving into producing curriculum so kids can learn about 9/11, and we'll be bringing the 9/11 mobile exhibit out to schools as much as we can. But it's probably been in over 40 states over the last 7 years, and I can't thank all of our firefighter volunteers taking their own time out and manning our exhibit and telling the people of the United States what happened on that fateful day.
Well, John, I think...
to never forget.
No, John, we can't. And I think that it's important because, I'm curious what kind of responses and reception you get from younger people who were born after 2001 and only know what they've heard from parents or, maybe school teachers or whatever. I would think getting the word out to school-age children is critically important.
It's critically important. Like I said, we're coming out with... We announced it on Fox list. Last week, the 9/11 Institute to bring out curriculum to teachers in the schools. But that's a great question. What's the reaction of the children when they come on the exhibit? They're quiet. They're always well respected, and they see the monitors of the footage of the day. They see the pieces of the Trade Center, and at each point in the exhibit, we do have a firefighting manning each point. And it really just takes one kid to ask a question. And we found that most of the class will start asking questions. But as you said, they weren't around at that time. But
right. They're
very, very interested.
So, here we are on the day before, obviously, 9/11. It is amazing to think about, 21 years have passed. Mary and I, living here in the New York area, we know exactly where we were and all the people that were impacted. But, you've had a chance to travel around the country. You've had a chance to do so many great things through the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and so forth and what you're doing. Any message you want to share with our listeners across the country right now about what has occurred, what you're doing, just any thoughts?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of great stuff. We're able to do a lot of great stuff because of the generosity of the American people. If somebody wants to help us at the foundation, you go to T2T.org. You can make a donation. We pay off the mortgages of Gold Star families that lost a loved one in combat. We pay off the mortgages of first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMTs killed in the line of duty. And we're going to pay off this year in 2022 over 200 mortgages. We've built over 80 smart homes for catastrophically injured service members. A smart home is a home tailored to each individual's injury. So we have a lot of great stuff out there. We're doing that 9/11 Institute where we're going to have it taught in schools. And we just started a program to eradicate veterans' homelessness, because we know what a problem that is.
It's a big issue.
And that's our next big initiative, and we could use all the help.
Well, what you're doing, John, what Frank Siller is doing with the organization, true blessings and thank you for everything out there. Folks, again, you heard what John just said. For more information, all things Tunnel to Towers, including the Mobile Museum, T2T.org, T2T.org.
And that's the number two.
Number two. That is correct. Number two. And if you do look under programs, you will find where the Never Forget mobile exhibit is. John, best wishes. Thanks for joining us today.
It's because of people like yourself that are making us complete our mission. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
God bless you as well, and all of you who are working on this. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right. I'm just going to end and say, folks, we've got a few important messages coming up after the bottom of the hour break. Rudy's coming back next. Then it's RJ in the Open Road, and today's museum gallery is also still ahead. Keep those radios locked in.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.